नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारं
चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं
सरस्वतीं व्यासं
तोयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं
भागवत
सेवया
श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति
नष्टुकी
मुखं
करोति वाचालं
बन्धुं
लङ्घयते गृहं
यत्कृपात्रहं
वन्दे
वन्दे
श्रीगुरुदीनतारणं
परमानन्दमाधवं
श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम राम हरे
हरे.
वेलकम टू गोकुलधाम. सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम 2.5.2.
आपने सही लिखा है ना, आपने
सही. वो गलत हो गया. सो वी विल रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 5 एंड श्लोक नंबर 2. यद
यद
रूपम
रूपम
यद
यद
अधिष्ठानम
अधिष्ठानम
यतः
यतः
सृष्टम
सृष्टम
इदम प्रभो
प्रभो
यद
समस्थं
यत् परं यच्च तत् तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो यत् समस्थं यत् परं यच्च तत् तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो यत् समस्थं यत् परं यच्च तत् तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं यतः सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो यत् समस्थं यत् परं यच्च तत् तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो यत् समस्थं यत् परं यच्च तत् तत्त्वाय वद तत्त्वतः
यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं
यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं
यतः सृष्टिमिदं प्रभो
यतः सृष्टमिदं प्रभो
यत् संस्थं यत् परं यच्च
यत् संस्थं यत् परं यच्च
तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः
तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः
यदा रूपं यदा अधिष्ठानां
यदा रूपं यदा
अधिष्ठानां यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो
यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो
यत् समस्तं यत् प्रपन्
परं
यच्च
यत् समस्तं यत् परं यच्च
यत् समस्तं यत् परं च
परं यच्च यत् समस्तं यत् परं यच्च
तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः
तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः यद्रूपं यदधिष्ठानं
यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो
यत्
संस्थं यत् परं यच्च
तत्तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतः
यत्रूपं यद् अधिष्ठानं
यत्रूपं यद् अधिष्ठानं
यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो
यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो
यत् संस्थानं यत् परं यथा
यत् संस्थानं यत् परं यच्च
तथा त्वं वद तत्त्वतम्
तत्त्वं वद तत्त्वतम्
यद्रूपं
यद् अधिष्ठानं
यथा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो
यदा सृष्टम् इदं प्रभो What by what meaning by Shri Prabhupada? Jai Shri Prabhupada. Yat,
what?
Rupam,
Rupam,
the symptoms of manifestation.
Yat,
what?
Adhishthanam,
background.
Yata,
from.
From
where?
Srashtam,
created. Idam,
this world.
Prabhu,
Prabhu,
O my father.
Yat,
in which?
Samastham,
conserved.
Yat,
what?
Param,
under control.
Yat,
what are?
Cha,
and.
Tat,
of this.
Tatvatam,
the symptoms.
Vada,
please describe.
Tat
tatvataha,
factually.
Translation and proper by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
My dear father, please describe factually the symptoms of this manifest world. What is its background? How is it created? How is it conserved? And under whose control in all these being done? My dear father,
Please describe factually
the symptoms
of this manifest world.
What is it its background?
How is it created?
How is it conserved?
And under whose control
is all this being done?
Perfect.
The inquiries by Narada Muni on the basis of factual cause and effect appeared very reasonable. The atheist, however, put forward many self-made theories without any touch of cause and effect. The manifested world as well as the spirit soul is still unexplained by the godless atheist through the medium of experimental knowledge. Although they have put forward many theories manufactured by their fertile brains, contrary to such mental speculative theories of creation. However, Narad Muni wanted to know all the facts of creation in truth and not by theories. Transcendental knowledge regarding the soul and the super soul includes knowledge of the phenomenal world and the basis of its creation. In the phenomenal world, three things are factually observed by any intelligent man. The living being, the manifest world, and the ultimate controller over them. The intelligent man can see that neither the living entities nor the phenomenal world are a creation of chance. The symmetry of the creation and its regulative actions and reactions suggest the plan of an intelligent brain behind them. And by genuine inquiry, one may find out the ultimate cause with the help of one who knows them factually. Om Agyanatavrandasya Agyananjana Shlakhaya Chakshramajaminatasmai Shibhavanam Shri Chaitanamana Pushtam Sthapitam Mira Putle Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Sapanam Vandeham Shri Vrum Shri Adbhikam Lam Shri Vrum Kumrat Sarvajatam Saganam Parakam Sutya Sadvetam Sadvetam Prushan Sretam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Shri Radha Padam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Sapta Kanchan Gaurangi, Radhir Navaneshwarish, Kushpana Sutta Devi Parmami Harike, Pancha Kalpta Gopishchakra Prasindhu Kalichapatita Nampavani Vyavashwari Vinama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Dara Shri
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, welcome to Gokul Dham again. Happy marriage anniversary to Swami Prabhu and Guna Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
So, good day to be here. So here, Narad Muni is inquiring from his father in a surrender mood. Even though he's seeing that his father is a creation and he's the firstborn. And someone so powerful who created all these worlds, the first impression would come is that, oh, he's everything. But then he is not accepting as it is what he sees from the manifest world, from the pratyaksha, his eyes, you know, like pratyaksha, the way we can take knowledge. But then he is seeing intelligently, applying that this person who's created everything is also meditating upon someone. So he's inquiring that, please tell me, Tatvata, that who's behind all this? You know, he's saying that, what is its background? How is it created? How is it conserved? And under whose control all these things been done? So he is doing a factual, scientific inquiry rather than accepting what he sees. So there are three ways of gaining knowledge, which is pratyaksha, by seeing the thing. And we've heard in so many classes in the past that the whatever we see or whatever we hear with these senses, because of the limitations, can be misleading, because what we see may not be correct. So acharyas are giving example of the feather of morpankh, peacock feather. It looks like eyes, like beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. But then can those eyes see? No. Can they function like eye? No. So even though pratyaksha signs, our mind is saying that, oh, this look like eye, it looks like eye, but it is not an eye. Same way, another example of pratyaksha thing could be that there are so many theories based on temporary cause and effect the scientists have come, and over the period of our only lifespan, we are saying that those theories are getting negated or challenged. When in earlier days, 80s and 70s, cigarette was promoted as a nice thing on television, until people realized that it has so many bad effects. That's so much so that now in some countries, like they put picture of the cancer place so that people are discouraged to smoke. Or some example were given about DDT, you know, like when we were kids in our textbook, DDT was told that is a pest control, and people were using that to control pests, like now locust has come. And it was giving like a lot of bad odor, so people were putting big hoardings all over that DDT is safe, so that to assure people. But then now we know that it's causing genetic issues. It's going, if DDT goes in the food, it's changing the DNA of the person who's eating it. So all these things are example of, you know, this pratyaksha science or pratyaksha observing could be misleading. Then comes another way of acquiring knowledge, is paroksha. Paroksha means from someone else, like the shastras, the material mundane teachers, acharyas, Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's books. So we have to choose carefully what paroksha knowledge source we accept. So here, like Narada Muni has not gone to any mundane teacher. He's gone to his spiritual master, who tends to be his father as well. And he knows that he knows it Tattvata. So he's asking that, tell me factually. He's doing a factual inquiry. And if we go to a mundane teacher and get that meditative knowledge, then he may or she may lead us to the materially contaminated science, which we have to always check against if what he's speaking is against shastras or what acharyas are saying, or what Srila Prabhupada has said. If this guru says that I am Bhagwan, then we have to immediately reject him, because it's being shown here by all the acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, by Narad Muni, that they have not accepted the guru as Bhagwan. They're equal to Bhagwan, they're equally respected, but that they are not same as Bhagwan. So Srila Prabhupada strongly recommends that, you know, if anyone says that I am Bhagwan, then we should immediately leave them. And third is aparoksha, way of absorbing any knowledge. Aparoksha means experiential. So many people think that, oh, by meditation on something or by some speculative method, they will gain the knowledge. But when we think, when we rely on our own senses and we rely on our own self to gain that knowledge, the process may be much longer because of all the material limitations we have with this material existence. So that's why paroksha and aparoksha go hand in hand, but then we have to have a proper source from whom we are taking knowledge, and then we have to apply in our experiential learning. So how we can do it, that if, say, we read Srila Prabhupada's books daily, and then we get those realizations, what Prabhupada has explained there, then that's a proper way of receiving the knowledge. Then we will realize the complete sense, because he himself is realized, and he knows what it is, tatvataha. He knows, he's done it, he's displayed in his acharya, acharan. By being completely dependent on Krishna. So another thing, maybe people may think that, oh, it is a religious statement. Where is the fact here? Maybe it is sentimental. That since we are Hare Krishnas, we are following Srila Prabhupada, we are ISKCON, that's why we are saying that it's all theoretical or sentimental. But then if we go to scriptures and if we go to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has explained everything. So he has explained all the types of Jnanendriya to receive the knowledge. He has explained the three types of material miseries. He has explained three modes of material nature. He has explained law of karma, he's explained Bhagwan, he's explained Prakriti, he's explained Jiva, he's given all that science to us. And if we apply that, even though it was said millions of years back and then it was repeated 5,000 years back, but if you apply even today, all of those learnings, we can see that they're still true, they're still valid. It isn't changing like a material, mundane science. That 20 years back something else and now something else. It's not changing. So, then we hear another aspect is that going to right spiritual master, we can learn that. And we see in our scriptures that everyone has accepted Guru, right from Brahma took all the knowledge from Krishna. When Lord Brahma manifested on lotus flower, Lord Krishna transferred all the knowledge to Brahma. And then from Brahma it came to Narada, from Narada it came to Vedvyas, then Vedvyas to Sukadev Goswami, then chain all the way came to Madhvacharya, then Ishwarapuri, then Lord Chaitanya, and then from Lord Chaitanya, six Goswamis, and from six Goswamis, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then to Srila Prabhupada, and then to our gurus and all of us. So it's everyone, and at every stage they accepted gurus. So Lord Krishna accepted whom as guru?
Sandipani.
And then Lord Chaitanya accepted whom as guru?
Ishwarapuri.
Yeah. And then and then Prabhupada accepted whom as Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted whom as Guru?
Gaur Krishnadas
Babaji. So each one of them has explained, showing us the path that even though Krishna is Bhagwan, then he showed us that he accepted a Guru. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very important to have a Guru in our life, so that we can to have that paroksha, right source of knowledge for us. And then a paroksha, we can experience them and we can share with them and we can inquire and we can ask them our spiritual doubts. Because they know the thing tatvata. That's why they have dedicated their life. That's why when His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj says, and you get tears in your eyes, but when we say, we don't get that kind of realizations, because we ourselves are not realized, but they are realized. I mean, as Prabhupada keeps saying, that His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj is also in the same world, material world, as the material world in which we are living, but then they are at a different level, and we are not able to realize the same thing. So another thing is another important thing here is that that to know the right source, there are four authentic sampradayas, and whatever inquiries are made by Lord Narad to Lord Brahma are very relevant for us, because our sampradaya which we are following in Krishna consciousness is Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya. So it started from Lord Brahma. So there are four sampradaya, which is Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya, then Shri Sampradaya, and Rudra Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. So Brahma Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya started from Lord Brahma, which we are following. And then Shri Sampradaya is started by Srimati Lakshmi Ji. And then Rudra Sampradaya started by Anant Shesh. And Kumar Sampradaya started by the four Kumaras. So whatever inquiry here Lord Narad Muni is doing to Lord Brahma is all relevant for us, because we're following his disciplic succession. We're following his sampradaya. Then when we accept Guru, immediately come to our mind is Diksha. So I personally got very attracted when I attended the first Diksha ceremony, that the person who was getting initiation had a garland, had put nice tilak, put nice robes, like, you know, and his face was glowing. All the 3-4 couples were getting initiated, and Guru Maharaj was like putting the ahuti in the thing, and everybody was throwing and saying swaha, swaha. So that physical environment, I got very attracted, and a lot of people get attracted to it, because it's so transcendental to see this thing happening at a physical level itself. But there is much more deeper knowledge behind, deeper aspect behind it, where Jeev Goswami is dividing the word Diksha into two letters. So Di and Ksha. So Di stands for Divya, Divya Gyan. And Ksha means detachment from material nature, or detachment from material aspirations. Cutting the bondage, he says. So Diksha is like transfer of knowledge. It's not it's not that physical ceremony of putting swaha over there, you know, like that. It's basically transfer of knowledge from Guru to his Shishya, and a vow between the contract between the two, where Shishya is saying that I'll surrender to you, and Guru is saying that I'll take care of you. So Guru is taking all your karmas and Shishya is saying that, okay, whatever I'll do, I'll surrender into you. And that helps us to reach out to Lord, because Lord saying that Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojata Jnanati Asarvairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahatukam. By rendering devotional service unto Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. So the Diksha Sha, which is detachment and causeless knowledge, these two things are making sure may are achieved through devotional service. So Krishna is showing the path. So once we accept Guru and once we accept shelter of Srila Prabhupada, whatever devotional service we do results in two things. One is Devagyan, which is transcendental knowledge, and Ayutakam Bhakti, so the love for Krishna. So Krishna has also explained it. So everything, whatever we are saying, is backed up by Lord's teaching, is backed up by the cause and effect, right? So it's not like mundane material theories where we do some mental assumptions and speculations and come up with some theory. These are all things we see that gradually each one of us, whenever we started our journey with shelter of Srila Prabhupada, we look back, we have progressed a bit, isn't it? In terms of, like coming on Friday morning for listening to Bhagavatam, that itself is achievement. There's so many unfortunate people, they, after knowing as well, we invite them for so many times, but then they are not able to make it. No, we get late on Thursday and there's so many, material forces pulling. So we see in our life it's happening, and Sud Goswami is saying that this attachment in our attachment for material desires is called Hriday Granthi. So Hriday Granthi is like a knot. It's a knot in our heart, and it results in lust and desire or sexual desires. And this Hriday Granthi keeps our heart very, very hard, because knot is so hard. It's not easy to crack. And this leads us to family life, and this family life makes us more bonded. Then we think that, oh, mere bache ka hi ho jaye, then we think that uske bache ka hi ho jaye, fir we think that uske bhi bache ka, like I have my great grandfather, he's still very worried about my brother because they've been married for 4-5 years, they haven't having kid, so he's always saying that, why don't you tell your brother, that it's a good right time. So he's so attached to the family life, he still goes to shop every day, spent 6-7 hours in shop at least. He's pious, he does lot of charities, and all the pandits of Chinwara, they know him, so they come to him if they need anything.
How old is he?
He must be 90. Yeah. So we just lost my grandmother. So if you see that Prabhupada has given us this whole formula, whatever Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita for reaching to him or going back to him, Srila Prabhupada has given us that formula. If we apply that, then we can slowly and gradually progress one day. So right from arti in the morning, to chanting, to reading Prabhupada's book, discussing Bhagavatam. The objective in Krishna consciousness is to rise. Isn't it? Like bachcha jab kisi ka bachcha ko 50% aata hai, bolte hai ki, arre at least 60 le aa yaar. But then you don't stop there. Once he gets 60, you say, "Arre, next time at least try for 70. You can't give him that, go get 99% and otherwise we'll not give you food. But then we say, slowly, gradually rise. So same way in Krishna consciousness, our objective is to rise, not to stay still, or not to go down. And how to rise is by slowly and gradually following the footsteps, slowly and gradually inquiring in a surrendered way, like how Narad Muni is doing here. Have a Shiksha Guru always around us, have a Diksha Guru, have Srila Prabhupada's books always around us, until we find a Guru and take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's always Srila Prabhupada's book should be always being referred. And do our prescribed duties. So Arjuna wanted to quit, but then Krishna asked him to follow prescribed duties. And as Grihastha, all of us have prescribed duties to raise family in Krishna consciousness. Mataji is fortunate that the son is bringing them into Krishna consciousness. It's our responsibility to our kids or raise family into Krishna consciousness. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that causes of all causes, or causes of all material miseries are two problems. Or two aspects for all the material miseries in the world. One is lack of Krishna consciousness, and the solution is having Krishna consciousness. Again, people may think that, oh, since you are Hare Krishnas, you are saying this, it's a religious sentiment or religious statement. Of course it's a religious statement, but it is fact. So Lord Brahma has explained, Ishvara Parma Krishna Satchidananda Vikra Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So Lord Brahma has mentioned that all causes of all causes is Krishna. And here is explained in purport that there are three aspects. One is the phenomenal world, which is the creation, which we see here. The second is Jiva, which is all of us, and Creator, Bhagwan. So the three, what if we call it? Bahiranga Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, and Tathastu Shakti. All three are controlled by whom? Shri Krishna. And once we know this science, that Krishna is controller, then our journey starts. Then our journey starts to understand that we are not this body, we are soul. Then our journey starts to understand that what is the cause of all causes. Then all miseries. Lord Krishna has explained all this in Bhagavad Gita, that there are three causes of all misery. What are this? Adi Atmik,
Adi Devik,
and Adi Atmik is such a strong, though it is caused by our own mind and body, but it is the most difficult thing to overcome. Imagine this Hiranyakashipu. He did so much tapasya, and he conquered Swargaloka. He conquered all three lokas. He had Swarg under his control, and he had everything so perfectly managed and controlled by his army that everyone considered him, you know, like the ultimate controller. But when his own son, little Prahlad Maharaj, didn't accept him as the source of everything or controller, he got so agitated he couldn't sleep in the night. He could always think about this little boy, my own son, not considering me as God. He caused so much hurt to himself. That's the Adhyatmik. And we all are little Hiranyakashipus because we all think that we are controlling, and the material science is teaching, you know, area of influence, that do things in your area of influence. You know, like Hemani ko bolenge, yare ye nahi ho raha unhe, papa, it's out of your area of influence. So material science is making us that's what this material science is doing to us. And the speculative theories is doing to us that this Adi, it's leading us to this Adi Atmic, you know, the self-harm, the cause of our own, we self-harm meaning we're cause of our own miseries or our own our own sufferings. Then comes Adi Bhautik, which is basically things done by others to us, like mosquito bites, we get malaria, or somebody sneezes, we get coronavirus. So these are miseries caused by others to us. But when we get in touch with Srila Prabhupada, then we get another virus called Karuna virus. So he has so much Karuna to
Corona.
So when he gets touched by him, then we get Karuna virus. He also makes us bit karunic, no? So that's Adi Bhautik, and then Adi Daivik is natural calamities, you know, earthquakes and droughts and stuff like that. And so many people say that, you know, whenever there's a dialogue with atheist and surrendered people, they say, oh, if there's God, then why earthquake is happening? If there's God, why aeroplane is getting down? Or if God is there, why coronavirus is being there? Why people are suffering? But then they don't understand that a gun is manufactured for protection and for killing. It can be used both ways. So if someone takes the gun and kills someone, you can't blame the manufacturer, isn't it? Because the objective was for protection. Same way this material world was created for us to practice our free will and practice our devotional service, inquire why we are here. All starts with this inquiry, that why we are here, what is material world, who created it, what is our journey, how we can go back. So it's made for this, and once we have done this inquiry from the right sources, then we can start walking on the path. So this Adi Daivik, all these calamities are because of our own mistakes, our own exploitation of the Mother Earth. All the plastic we are using, all the gas we are using, all the environmental damage we are doing. So these natural calamities are because of all the meat eating happening in the world. You know, this Game Changer documentary talks about this, the effect of meat eating on the environment as a whole, except not only on your body. So all these transcendental science is explained through disciplic succession. And what we have to do is we have to practice and go rise above the material misery. Then comes, if we can conclude this, the shloka, but two things which are mentioned here is that intelligent man should inquire what is what is its background of this material world? How is it created? How is it conserved? Under whose control and all be these been done? When these inquiries are made to right source, then we should see that how we can go back to Godhead, and the two paths which are given by Srila Prabhupada is by devotional service and by practicing our devotional life. So we serve the Vaishnavas, we serve Srila Prabhupada's mission, and we practice our devotional life by following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, by reading his books, by doing all the aratis, by celebrating all the festivals, and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, everyone. So, any questions, comments?
Regarding the coronavirus and the meat eating, I thought because of coronavirus, you know, meat eaters would be
cautious.
They just are very cautious. And there's ads coming. Like, you know, just yesterday, we have organic chicken and we give vitamins to them. So it's like,
get
only on corn, special chicken. And we're like, wow.
Oh, yeah, this. This all things, material calamities are man-made.
The grain still, see the end of food chain is animal. So whatever pesticide, whatever you give, is anyway going to get, accumulated in that. So you modify the ads so much that you feel nice about eating whatever you are eating.
I mean, even vegetarian food what we're eating has all those chemicals in there.
Yeah, but in the vegetarian it is lesser. And once you boil it, it gets killed. When you vegetable cook karoge, it gets killed. But then when it accumulates, when an animal eats it, it stays there because it gets bounded more tightly. Even if you cook it, that's why they say, I attended a wellness conference and they said if you want to have meat, it should be organic. So that it has less of pesticides and everything. And that's the concept. That doesn't go.
For us, like how we don't eat meat. Now even you feel disgusted when people eat and all. But those who eat, like they cannot stay. For them, that the saliva of that jo kya khushi aati hai, jaise hum log rasgulla khate, gulab jamun khate, khushi aati hai. Wo chicken mutton khane se unko khushi aati hai. Sometimes you like I'm talking about my family. Ki hamare khandan mein sab jagah jaise it's meat and meat all over. Aur subah bhi dekho to neend mein se uthe to sausages, hot dog, ye wo. But like it's from the morning till night khali wohi hota hai na. Sab jagah aise like in aapka. And then they feel proud of it. Kya ye tha, kya wo tha, ye tiger prawn aisa tha, ye aisa tha. Like their life goes. Like I just wanted to sometime just see. Hare Krishna, it's not that I'm, see my husband, he's 70 plus. For him, doing a charity, apna subah uthe Bhagwan ji ko puja kar li, sab kar liya. Like that's the end of it, like chapter closed. Jaise main apni aath mala kar liya, wo to bhi aaj ke liye to mera ho gaya, bas khatam. Like that enough. Like love for the Lord is there for me, but mine is different level. But they have so much thing. Sometimes you wonder they come, they go. They come, they go. But they never realize for what they came and for what they went.
That's what Narada Muni is teaching here, that he's doing the spiritual inquiry that how's this world created? Who's the person behind?
No, they read that also. सब पता भी है रोज लॉर्ड कृष्णा का सीरियल देखते हैं बड़े प्यार से देखते हैं ऐसे नहीं कि नहीं देखते हैं इवन आई वॉच एवरी नाइट बिफोर आई स्लीप एंड आई से ओनली व्हाटएवर ही इज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग बट एट लीस्ट व्हेन आई स्लीप देन आई हैव अ राधा रानी एंड रुक्मिणी एंड ऑल इन माय माइंड व्हेन आई एम शटिंग माय आईज सो एट लीस्ट इज बेटर देन ऑल अदर सीरियल्स व्हिच आई वॉच एंड ऑल सो एंड देन यू ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड ऐसे कैसे जैसे आई टोल्ड यू अबाउट द सुदामा थिंग इतना वो सुदामा को देख के आई क्राइड एंड द सुदामा वाज इन माय हेड फॉर अ वन वीक आई कुडंट फॉरगेट Sudama and Krishna. Like how Krishna makes him sit on the thing and he's washing his feet and all, and how they So like it's good in a way. But what I'm trying to say, people don't I'm talking about myself. Like how we say I can control everything. My exhibition, the first day of the exhibition, plastic lagai thi carpet pe. I'm just saying to meko lagta hai ki anybody tells me how dare you tell me I'm Komal, don't you know that? I know we all have this stupid thing in a small brain. We all have these stupid things in our And one lady was walking, I said, Sambhalo, be careful. And in 2 seconds, 4 steps I walked further, I fell. Taka! And my watch went one side, my chashma went one side, my bag went one side. And I was like, you know, for that, like that, and all. And then all men came and put me up and all. And the tears came out, it was so much painful and all. But when I got, I was saying, एक सेकंड के बाद में बंदे को देखो पता नहीं चलता है कि व्हाट यू आर एंड ऑल लाइक आई वाज सेइंग कृष्णा कि एक नॉट इवन अ फ्रैक्शन ऑफ सेकंड तो ने मुझे दिखा दिया कि यहां से यहां भी बंदा हो सकता है बट स्टिल फिर उठो फिर अपना दुकान देखो चीजें देखो घर वापस आओ गदा का गदा बंदा हो जाता है
सो मच
मर्सी
गॉड सो अमेजिंग एंड एक्सट्रीम like I don't job in the morning and I have GA case and I do little children. I did a child who was not even 3 years old and literally all teeth were damaged. I do a 3 to 4 hour surgery. So the heart यहाँ पे होता है क्योंकि lung capacity बच्चे की बहुत कम होता है. I pray extra that day. I'm like God just have you know just give me the power that I can treat him. And I mean I should not get that in my head that you know I'm doing the surgery and whatever it's not under my capacity you know when you start doing this surgery then when you start doing something for this you know kai baar aisa lagta hai ki it's just out of your control and the doctors especially jo surgery karte hai na they all pray aapko dekhoge wo shetty karke jo hai bangalore wala he is also because you see miracles happening you know it's just by this thing
mercy of the lord definitely any miracles
the whole day you know I keep thinking about that like how ungrateful I am, I'm not able to finish my Sola Mala job and all that, you know. Whatever it was, but I was just, you know, I keep that in my head, killing, you know, it's not under my control. Jo kar raha hai, Bhagwan kar raha
hai. There's a signs of, there's a signs of that you are progressing. This is rising in Krishna.
Look at the mercy of God, you know. Then what happened yesterday, something happened in my in-laws visa. So the date in the matrash was wrong. And Pravesh was like in work and when he was hassled, he put it again, it was again wrong. And it was 6:30, 7 o'clock, I was at the Air India office. The office closes at 8 o'clock. 7:30, 7:28, he told me, it cannot happen, you have to change the ticket. My mother-in-law's ticket was wrong. I looked at him and I said, okay, I just thought, let me try again. I called the phone number and I was like, okay, God, anyway, it's up to you. Because I don't want them to be troubled, their bags and everything. And mother-in-law is very, like, she's a very pious woman. So I just thought about it. 7:28, I called. They told if something can happen, it can only happen in the immigration office, airport. And this office closed at 8 o'clock. I have to go to airport. And I finished the surgery in the morning. I just came home, cooked the lunch for my children. Again drove down and I was wearing my pencil heels and my feet were hurting and I was like just managing dragging on and I had to meet another of my friends in the hospital another some person had invited me. Karke chaos mein I drove down to the airport almost had an accident because I drive very horribly at night. I reached there 2 minutes to 8 maybe. I walked down there and this Arabic man is sitting, one person at immigration on his iPhone. I told him, sir, it's not working, can you just change it? No, go to Garrafa. I looked at him, I was like, you know, I couldn't stand. I removed my heels, I stood there. I'm like, okay, it can't be done. He said, no. I told him the whole story, he told no. I'm like, okay. I just stood there, I was about to go back. And then he just looked at me, all of a sudden, he just, what did you say? I just looked at him and said, you know, it's like something like Bhagwan ka haath sa, what did you say? I immediately started in Arabic. I'm like, my kids are about to come here, please, book a rough flight and all that, you know, I told him and all that. He's like, huh? Okay. He took the paper from my hand and I just called the man at Air India. He told office is closed. I told him, you told me it's 8:10 only right now. Why did you close the office? I told you, please wait. And I was feeling bad that I didn't pay him extra money. So they didn't know me to reach out. Usko phone kar diya and this time he gave me the paper. Finished. Immigration ka ho gaya. Jaise maine usko bola, he made the ticket also changed. Everything he corrected it. And like, in seconds, everything got done. So I was like, ye Bhagwan ki marzi thi. And then I would have not gone to airport also. Meri himmat bhi nahi thi karne ki. That guy, he had told me to go. And achanak he told me, kya bola? Dobara bolna? जैसे भगवान ने बोला कि
लॉर्ड डज इट पुश लॉर्ड डज इट सो मेनी थिंग्स लाइक
आई एम शॉक आई वाज लाइक
रियली आई मीन देयर इज वन डिवोटी इन लंदन मनु दास प्रभु ही very initial years of our to Krishna consciousness, he told this example and it always remains with me, and I've said it many times, that this boy and a girl, and this boy is loves this girl so much, and he keeps sending her texts, messages, good morning, good afternoon, I love you a lot, and he keeps sending her gifts, flowers, nice things all the time, and he's doing it for many years, and then after many years this girl's write to him that I love you too, and this boy gets mad, this guy like rolls into dust and he kind of dances and he has tears in his eyes, and he's so happy that he doesn't even remember himself, that what who he was. So he's saying in this story, this girl is all of us, and the boy is Krishna, and he's sending us messages that I love you, and he's sending us so many things, nice wife, nice husband, nice family, all these gifts he's sending us every day, nice flowers, nice things to eat, nice things to wear. But then he's waiting for us to say I love you too. He's waiting for us to say I love you too, and as soon as we say I love you too, he becomes mad. He says, oh, my Anandavan loves me, oh, my Sumit loves me, oh, my Komal loves me back. And he gets mad, he becomes so happy, he says that oh, my Komal wants to come back to me.
Wow.
Yeah. So it kind of stuck to our heart because he said in such a way.
Oh, what a beautiful thing he said, isn't it?
Yes.